Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Looking forward to another brilliant weekend in the Premier League. Derbies involving Arsenal and Tottenham and Liverpool and Everton. I'm John Duggan, joined as always by Leon Blanche of Boyle Sports. Leon, how you doing?
I'm doing good, John. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. And Stephen Doyle, commentator, 98FM star and football expert.
I like to think so.
Although he didn't have a winner last week, but we can change that. We can have a winner this week. Stephen, your 2020 draw on Sunday in Dublin, which is great for the country. And Mick McCarthy be hoping for not Holland and Germany, maybe more Switzerland and Iceland.
Poland, I'm thinking, John. Poland in the top seeds. I think we take the polls. They've been really poor, haven't they, over the last couple of years? They've really been on a downwards slide. But look, as you know, with all these things, John, it doesn't matter what team you get. You just never know what's going to happen in these groups. You know, we drew Germany for that Euro 2016 draw. We all thought we were done for, Germany, Austria. And look what happened. You know, who would have predicted that 1-0 win against Germany at the Aviva Stadium? So I think, you know, there's no point in trying to even predict when these draws are made. You just don't know what's going to happen. You know, kind of injuries are going to happen before these games. So let's just be positive. I think Kevin Kilbane's been saying this week and Off the Ball that Mick McCarthy, one thing that he does get is he gets a bounce out of the players in the first few games. So let's hope Mick can really kind of revive this team and get a good team spirit going in that dressing room.
Now, Leon, a lot of dramatic football during the week. We had Manchester United winning in the last seconds against Young Boys, Fellaini of all people. Liverpool losing. We had Tottenham winning against Inter Milan, a very good win, a 1-0 victory. What happens during a match like this as a punter, as a bettor? Do people get involved wildly in these in-play running markets? Do you see massive fluctuations? Would there be a lot of... Like, what price would United be, for example, with 5 minutes to go? It's goalless.
Yeah, I think they were... should they be looking... They'd be quite big, John, wouldn't they? I mean, I think we were betting right up until the 88th or 89th minute. So United, it was looking forlorn. They didn't really create much thanks to De Gea's world-class save. They were kept in the game. But they'd be a big enough price. You know, you get 7 or 8 to 1 anyway. When you're getting towards that late, late stage in a game, it's Fergie time. He was very good at getting late goals. And to be fair to this Manchester United team, they've scored a lot of late goals. So they're playing till the final whistle, even though it's not great football. Manchester City, 2-2 draw. Liverpool, very poor. I think a lot of Liverpool fans would have been given a bit of hope just before halftime when Milner scored that penalty. They played better in the second half, but they never really created enough. But Champions League, City are still favourites at 7-2. Barcelona, I think, are next in around about the 9-2 mark. Liverpool have drifted out to 16-1 from 12-1. United are a huge price to win it at 28-1. And Tottenham Hotspur, I was just looking at it, John, they were...
1,000-1, Leon?
Well, they were 7-2 to qualify. And they're now, I think they're only 13-8 or 7-4 to get through. Who are Barca going to play in this last group game? As in their personnel.
Yeah.
They've already won the group. Yeah. So they don't need to play anybody.
I might even go out and, you know...
Well, John, why not
soak it up,
sample a bit of the new camp atmosphere?
Although I've actually... I was doing a thing on Twitter about stadiums and I was saying what was the best stadium or the worst stadium or the most disappointing stadium. A lot of people were saying that new camp was disappointing. I don't know if you've been...
Well, I suppose if you're an away fan, you're stuck up in the clouds.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see the pitch.
Have you been, Stephen?
I've been there, yeah. It's, I suppose, the one thing when you get there... It looks a lot smaller from the outside because it's sunk into the ground. But when you get inside, it's a cathedral. I actually did the tour and to see the history, you can feel the history in the place. You really can when you walk in. But I can understand maybe what people say when a match is on. Maybe it is because it's so big and so vast that the atmosphere doesn't really, you don't really feel it unless it's packed.
Well, get in touch, folks, with your predictions about the Premier League. Have you got any golden, beautiful, brilliant bets that you might want to share with us? Now, you don't need to because we had two winners last week, but just in case you want to give us a commenter, there's always something that somebody can spot, like a really interesting angle on something in a football market. I had a feeling last week Spurs would win, and they did, but it just sometimes you just have a bit of an inkling with so many matches in the Premier League and the Championship coming up as well. So Off the Ball on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter, get in touch with your comments throughout the show between now and 1 o'clock. Let's get to the offers of the week with Boyle Sports, Leon. The first one up here is a treble offer for Sunday. Chelsea to beat Fulham, Arsenal to defeat Tottenham, and Liverpool to get the better of Everton. Was 11-4, now 4-1.
Yeah, look, John, three derbies, obviously, three home sides. So obviously home advantage does count for quite a bit. I do like Chelsea. I think they'll beat Fulham. I do think Liverpool are able to beat Arsenal, or to beat Everton, excuse me. But the tricky one, I think, is going to be the North London Derby. We'll discuss it a little bit later in the show, but that's the one where the betting suggests it's a toss of a coin. They're very closely matched in terms of match odds, but 11-4 to 4-1. I think if you do like that treble, the one that...
Well, if you like
really,
Arsenal, if you like Arsenal,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You're just focused on Arsenal.
It's 4-1 really for Arsenal to win, isn't it, folks? Because Liverpool will win and Chelsea will win. The Merseyside Derby, Mo Salah to score first for Liverpool against Everton at Anfield, was 11-4, now 4-1.
Yeah, look, Salah's back in form. I feel a little bit for him because he's not getting the service that he got last season. I think that's the way Liverpool are setting up at the moment. Maybe just looking at the PSG game, when you look at Milner, Henderson and Wijnaldum, they're all the exact same type of player. And I think Klopp will make a few changes. I think Shaqiri will come back in. I think Shaqiri's key for the players like Salah and even Firmino and, of course, Mane. He's the one that can tread that ball through an eye of a needle. So 4-1 for Salah to score first from 11-4 off theball.com/Boyle Sports. That's a decent offer.
Could be Mo Salah's 50th Premier League appearance for Liverpool in this game. He scored 39 goals. Only two players have ever scored more than that in their first 50 for a club in the competition. Alan Shearer, 41 for Blackburn, and Andy Cole, 41 for Newcastle. The final offer with Ball Sports this week, Leon Blanche, is the North London Derby. Arsenal to win and both teams to score, was 11-4, now 4-1. They're all 4-1, Leon.
They're all 4-1. Keep it simple, John. Look, I think both teams will score in this game. And then, as we just said a moment ago, it's up to you. Who do you think is going to win? Is it going to be Arsenal or is it going to be Spurs? But again, both teams to score. Arsenal to win. They've got home advantage. Their players will be fresh. None of the first 11 had to travel in the Europa League. It'll be an entirely different team. Looking forward to Sunday. Great day's football.
Now explain to us, Leon, this offer with offtheball.com/Boyle Sports. You bet 10, you get 50?
Yeah, it's a new customer exclusive, John. So anyone who doesn't have a Boyle Sports account, log on offtheball.com/Boyle Sports. Bet 10 quid and you'll get €50 worth of free bets. It's as simple as that.
Simple as that? You ever like think of an audit in accounts when you're like, you know, you got to do your books and you got to see what the profit and loss is. You got to do your housekeeping. You got to say, you know what, I've got this amount for bread, this amount for milk, this amount for a pack of cigarettes, this amount for a pint, this amount for, you know, clothes. And sometimes you have to do an audit on the Friday Football Betting Show. Actually, you have to do it every week. So this week we decided to do it in a very kind of positive way, in a boastful way, because you know, we know we've been giving you winners on the show. And we've always tried to get to a stage where we had more than one person tipping a winner. I think I've been tipping most of the winners, obviously, like Donald Trump here. I've been tipping most of the winners every single week. But like last week, we did have two winners. So I correctly predicted, as I told you on the show, Tottenham would beat Chelsea 7-4. It was never in doubt. Never a doubt from the get-go, Addy scoring early on. Philip Egan said that Fulham, Ranieri, would weave the magic. He did. The beat Southampton, I think, was at 3-2, 8-5. So two winners. Leon Blanche, you had a four-timer, Liverpool and Everton to win. They did. Manchester United, though, held to a scoreless draw by Crystal Palace. And Wolves against Huddersfield, that let you down. But that was unexpected.
Yeah, but you know something, John? Like with Wolves, there's been a couple of games now when Burnley beat them, and now obviously when Brighton beat them. When they went behind, they didn't show an awful lot. They didn't create an awful lot. And I'm not saying there's pressure on their manager. I mean, it's crazy. Like some of their fans were calling for his head. I mean, that's absolute nonsense. But they've got to start being able to react when they go behind at home. It was Watford beat them in a couple of minutes, wasn't it, Watford? But I think I was disappointed with Wolves and I was more disappointed with Man United not being able to beat Palace at home.
Stephen Doyle, there's a really kind of funny gif on Twitter, unlucky, which is Lucas Leiva, isn't it, behind the curtain for Liverpool. And that was you last week, you were unlucky. You had Brighton to win and they were floor laid on by Leicester. The producer is laughing here. Everton did win to nil and Everton are informed they did win to nil against Cardiff, but Brighton were held to a draw by Leicester City, Stephen. But, you know, it was an interesting bet.
Yeah, Brighton should have won. They should have taken that one home.
How were you feeling when that happened? Were you just going, ah?
I know, I wasn't too disappointed, you know.
Exactly, that's what it's about. It's all about being calm,
John,
and rational.
John, it was only a tenner, you know.
Exactly.
I bet within my means, so
you see,
10 quid.
That is the advice everybody needs to know on the Friday Football Betting Show. Always bet within your means. No, seriously now. Yeah, it was a good bet. Kevin's double doesn't mean it's just because the bet doesn't come off, doesn't mean it's a bad bet. Arsenal to win and Burnley to win. Burnley beaten by Newcastle. So Kevin Kilbane once again hasn't got a winner, and that's why he's never come into the studio. We might get one of those mannequins or something like that from Kevin. Like, Kevin's a great man. We're only joking here, but we'll hopefully have better luck from Kevin Kilbane this week on the Friday Football Betting Show.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
What are your predictions this weekend in the Premier League? Off the Ball on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter. Get your predictions in for this weekend's football action. What are you seeing in terms of the markets? First goal scorer, last goal scorer, anytime goal scorer. They're always good bets to have. The Arsenal Spurs. I think Spurs went, I think it was 17 years without winning away to Arsenal. Won in 2010, but they haven't won away since, although they've had a good record in recent seasons. Everton haven't won at Anfield since 1999 in the Premier League. So why should they be 15-2? Surely they should be 10-1, and Liverpool are absolute bankers this week. Let's start off with the North London Derby, the Boyle Sports odds for this one. 2:05 Sunday at the Emirates Stadium. It's Arsenal against Tottenham. Arsenal 31-20, Tottenham 17-10. The draw is 5-2. Stephen Doyle is covering this game for Off the Ball on News Talk. You're commentating on it, Stephen. So you must have done tons of research. You must have binders and folders and red pen and black pen and blue pen. What research nuggets can you give us to give us an edge in the betting market on this game?
Well, to be honest, John, like, I just think I'm looking at this and I'm kind of looking at the different teams and I'm thinking there's a couple of things that are bothering me about Arsenal is that they're in Europa League action on Thursday night. Unai Emery isn't really a big man on rotating his squad. He likes to put out his best team. He likes to do well in the Europa League. They obviously got a big win last night, but they're travelling all the way out to Ukraine. The weather was terrible out there. They have to fly all the way back. They've got a minimal time then to prepare for this. Spurs, you know, they've been playing the Champions League. They played at home on Wednesday night. They have a huge amount of time to prepare for this game. Arsenal, what's bothered me about Arsenal is that they're just, look, they're defending. They can't, they haven't sorted out their defence yet. They're still leaking goals. And what I saw last week against Chelsea, Chelsea's best defensive midfielder wasn't played in his right position. That's Kante. Jorginho is the man left there. He's too slow. Now, what have Arsenal got there? They got Lucas Torreira, they got Xhaka. Xhaka would worry me in that position. I think Spurs can get a bit of joy in that attacking final third against Arsenal this weekend. And I just think Arsenal are going to leak goals. I think there will be goals. I think we could be looking at maybe a 2-1, 3-2, something like that. I think there's going to be a lot of goals here. I just think Spurs have the edge. And I know they don't have a lot of success on Arsenal's home patch, but just something inside me is telling me that Spurs are going to be successful this weekend.
Leon, I'm looking at the kind of the stats here. The stats, what stats are there to be, you know, broken, aren't they? But Arsenal unbeaten in their last 11 Premier League games. Tottenham have won 7 of 8 on the road. Something's got to give. Are you in agreement with Stephen Doyle here?
I do like Tottenham at the moment. I think they're just starting to hit a nice little bit of form. They'll appreciate the surface at the Emirates. Getting away from Wembley, It is a bit of a debacle. What's going on? I think they should come out and make a statement. We're staying here for the rest of the season.
We know what's going to happen. They're going to stay there until the rest of the season. And January they might make a statement. Well, maybe in March we might play. You know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you know, you don't want to hear players come out and complain about this. You know, this should be put to bed. And I do like Tottenham at 17-10. I think there will be goals. I think both teams will score. But I think just looking at Spurs now, Eriksen coming back to full fitness, they have a couple of options now, which they didn't really have before. Lamela, Lucas.
Son is a great footballer.
But I'm saying it's still reliant upon Harry Kane, yes. But he just loves playing football. He's a credit to himself and to his club. He wants to play every single game. For me, John, yeah, Spurs to get the better. And I agree with Stephen, maybe 2-1, maybe even 3-2. I was looking at actually over 3.5 goals.
What's the odds on that?
I wouldn't normally be going for that many goals, but it's 29-20, just under 6-4. Normally that'd be a bigger price. But
yeah,
I think
I'd expect that to be bigger, yeah.
But looking at these two sides, John, there's goals in both of them. And I think actually both of them will concede. I'm not sure about Tottenham's back four either. Inter didn't try and score the other night. They went for a nil-all draw, a classic Italian nil-all draw. They nearly got it. It was into the 80, I don't know when Eriksen scored, 80-odd minutes. But I think Spurs will win.
Stephen, any brilliant memories of North London derbies for you?
Well, I was actually thinking about that, John, when you mentioned it to us there. And I was looking back at 2010. It was the last time Spurs won there.
Bale and Van der Vaart. Yunus Kabul scored the winner.
Yunus Kabul, 86 minutes. Incredible stuff. Arsenal went in 2-0 up. It was Shamak and... I was trying to remember the other goal scorer, but they went in 2-0 up at half time. It looked, Spurs looked dead and buried. And as you pointed out earlier, John, they don't have much success on their old Tottenham against Arsenal. Who was expecting that in the second half? Bale, Van der Vaart, and Van der Vaart, what a player he was for Spurs at the time as well. He was probably, that's probably where he played his best ever football, was with Tottenham Hotspur. And of course, Bale, that was the start of the
magic
story.
It was the Harry Redknapp
was,
era, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the Harry Redknapp era when we were really flourishing, when we got into the Champions League. I think it was the next season we were in the Champions League quarterfinal. So my favourite Spurs Arsenal memory, Gascoigne, 91, schoolboy's own stuff, 5th minute, top corner, Wembley. Gascoigne never the same a month later. So look, we'll hopefully have an entertaining game on Sunday in the first of the derbies. I know Chelsea, Fulham is a derby, but yeah, like North London and Merseyside we're talking about here. Now, the Merseyside derby kicks off at 4:15. Liverpool against Everton at Anfield, and the Ball Sports odds for this one are Liverpool 5-2 on, Everton 15-2. The draw is 15-4. Now, Leon Blanche, Everton have not won at Anfield, as I said, in nearly 20 years. Why are they 15-2? Should they not be 10-1? Is that even a skinny price for Everton?
Well, I suppose it is, John, when you look at the record. But last year, Liverpool were a similar price and it was a 1-1 draw in the league. Liverpool missed a lot of chances in the first half. I was actually at the game and I think it was Rooney stepped up and scored the penalty, wasn't it, for a 1-1? Oh, no, yeah, it was. No, it wasn't Rooney. What am I talking about? Who scored it? I can't remember who scored it. It was a 1-1 draw anyway. But I think looking at it, I think Liverpool... they were so bad during the week, John, that this is the perfect game. It's a derby. The fans will be up for it. It's a late kickoff. The lights will be on. The atmosphere will be rocking. And I think Liverpool have to set out a first 11 to go and really attack Everton. They have to go at them. Shaqiri should play. I think Trent Alexander should come back in right full. Gomez is not a right full. He's a centre half. You'd have to say Liverpool, they're worthy favourites. Their home record is exceptional in all competitions, let alone the Premier League, also in the Champions League. They're a little bit worrying away from home in the Champions League, but they don't have to worry about that. Everton are playing good football. I think both teams might be able to score here, but I think Liverpool will win. But I think Shaqiri is really key. He's been doing his stuff when he's been given his chance, but for some reason, Klopp is not playing him in the big games away from home. He did start him away against Watford. He done okay. But I think at home against Everton, the fans will want a response and I think the players will give them a response. I fully expect Liverpool to win. I think they'll win comfortably, maybe by 2 goals. 3-1 might be my correct score, but I think Liverpool will claim all 3 points.
We've got a comment in here from Michael on YouTube. United versus Southampton, that's a 5:30 kickoff at St Mary's tomorrow. Under 1.5 goals at 13-5 is a sure thing. Well, Michael, I'll give you a sure thing. You've got a €50 free bet with thanks to Ball Sports. Terms and conditions applying for that comment. Off the Ball on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter to get in touch with what you're seeing in the markets in the Premier League this weekend. Stephen Doyle, I'm seeing that Everton are 15-2. They should be 100-1 against Liverpool at Anfield. But is there any danger, seriously, that Liverpool's Champions League form will contaminate their Premier League form?
Well, Klopp has to pick the right team. He picked the wrong team the other night. And the problem was that we all know Paris Saint-Germain down that left-hand side, if depending who they send down there, Neymar or Mbappe, they were the big problem. And last season, Klopp made a point, I think it was a game against Crystal Palace, where they were getting crucified down that left-hand side by Wilfried Zaha. And he told Trent Alexander-Arnold to play in the opposition half. He said, don't come back, you know, and that's how you defend. And the other night, he picked Joe Gomez on the right-hand side of the defence. He played James Milner on the same side as well. And then you throw into the mix then Henderson and Lovren, and Liverpool are absolutely screwed from the start. He has to pick the right team. Everton have Richarlison playing down that left-hand side. He can't attack from that left-hand side. We've seen him score goals from there. So Klopp has to pick the right team. He has to pick Trent Alexander-Arnold, and he has to pick Shaqiri both on that right-hand side and defend by attacking.
Manchester clubs involved tomorrow. So Manchester City, the champions, hosting Bournemouth at the Etihad Stadium from 3:00 with Ball Sports. City 8-1 on, Bournemouth 20-1, and the draw is 17-2. And Manchester United, as I said, going to Southampton. United 23-20 on, Southampton 7-2. The draw is 5-2. Leon Blanche, would you be you don't want to be a red devil, dyed in a wool, bedspread, Man United, like, you know, everything in your life, Man United, to be back in the bad odds on against Southampton away, would you?
I think you would, John. I think the last two games United have played, they haven't really looked like creating much. They don't look like scoring. Southampton don't look like scoring. They've no goals, really. If Danny Ings got a bit of service, I think he's well capable of scoring goals. But this, John, Mark Hughes is under an awful lot of pressure. He's under an awful lot of pressure. And how would he love to beat one of his former clubs at home to just give him a little bit of breathing space? This game could go anyway, John. I think the three possible outcomes are all real outcomes. I don't know who's going to win it. You'd say United should be able to get over the line. But at 20-23, they're actually drifting. There's not a lot of money on United. They're drifting and drifting and drifting towards. They might end up.
Evens? No.
Maybe just a shade under, yeah. Less, John. Okay. Maybe, you know, like a 20-21, something like that. And then maybe they become a backable proposition. Because in De Gea, they've the best keeper in the world, in my opinion. Their back four is not great, but Southampton don't offer an awful lot going forward. They played out a dour nil-all draw during the week in the League Cup against Leicester. They got beaten on penalties. So this could be a long, long 90 minutes if you're a Man United fan. It could be an awful watch. But maybe they might just scrape over the line.
Stephen, a backable proposition for you, United?
Well, I'll give you one banker. What Leon just said there is bang on. That is going to be a long, horrible watch. I sat down and watched the Crystal Palace game last week. It was terrible. Well,
is a nil-nil then an option, like something like 7 or 8
to 1? No goal scorer. Well, if there's an own goal, you still get paid. 9-1 is no goal scorer.
Okay, yeah.
So just for anyone out there who likes nil-all, just that little bit of insurance, no goal scorer, should it be decided by an own goal, you'll still get paid.
The one thing I would say is, though, I think Southampton are so bad that, you know...
Terrible.
You would think a striker of the quality of Romelu Lukaku can dig something out this weekend. You know, like, they're... Now, I know Sanchez has an injury problem. He's a doubt. But the likes of Martial... the problem is, as well, how does... Rashford react after this week? You know, we all saw that picture of Jose Mourinho and him turning around to the crowd, and Rashford missed that chance. Absolutely disgraceful stuff from Mourinho.
Terrible.
Showing up his player like that in front of the world.
Yeah.
And how is that going to affect Rashford mentally? You know.
But again, Stephen, it's all about me, isn't it? Like, it's Mourinho slamming down the water bottles when they score, turning to his bench, looking at the crowd. I mean, this is a young kid who has been exceptional for England. Absolutely exceptional. And to see your club manager, because he will have watched that back. He will have looked at that and said, what is he doing?
But you're saying that Mark Hughes is under pressure. Mourinho looks to me like a guy who's constantly under pressure, and that's why he's acting the way he's been acting.
Yeah, but John, I think because they're in the last 16, he will be telling them, just keep me in Europe. And he's right what he said, actually. I listened to one of his quotes. He said, once it gets to the quarterfinal, anything is possible in the Champions League. Yeah. And if they get a favourable last 16 draw, and somehow they get into the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Put it this way, there's been worse teams and worse squads, and certainly worse managers have gone on to win a Champions League. So that will be, I don't think they'll get rid of him this season. No way. If they get knocked out in the last 16, who are they going to do, or what are they going to bring in? They're not going to finish in the top four. So all the eggs are in one basket for Mourinho, and he'll be telling them, I'm a European specialist, which he is, John. You cannot argue with his European record.
Well, he does like siege mentality situations, Jose Mourinho. I think that's how he thrives at Inter Milan, Porto and Chelsea when he was there at the beginning. Stephen, is there any way that Manchester City will dip?
Manchester, well, well, you know, when I cast my mind back, we've had so many seasons where you see teams firing into a, you know, a steady lead at the start of the Premier League, and maybe you have a brilliant first half of the season, and then there can be those dips in form come around January, February. So I don't want to get carried away now saying, oh, you know, Manchester City are going to dominate for the whole season. And we still haven't seen Liverpool click. That's the crucial thing here, I think, as well. Liverpool are still getting results by not playing very well. And we've seen so many teams winning titles like that before. Blackburn Rovers, I remember, back in 1995 when they won the league title. There were so many times Blackburn Rovers went out and played poorly, but they still got results. And they still won that league title at the end of the season. So I'm just, will City dip? Honestly, I can't see it. I can't see it happening. I think one of the crucial things is, excuse me, Raheem Sterling is scoring goals. He's joint second top goal scorer. He's got 7 at the moment. Actually, had a sneaky 5 on him at the start of the season, 50-1.
Raheem Sterling is a goddamn great footballer.
He's finishing.
He's such a bad press, and I don't like it.
Yeah, his finishing is so much better. Kevin De Bruyne out of the team, we thought that might affect them, but they're still surviving without Kevin De Bruyne. And when he comes back, well, you say, are they going to dip, John? I think they might get better, will they, when Kevin De Bruyne comes back?
10-10. Yeah, great.
But you know what? I just look at the next, not this game. They'll beat Bournemouth and they'll beat them quite comfortably. But their next two games, there's a midweek game away against Watford on Tuesday night. And there's a Saturday night game away against Chelsea next Saturday. So I'm just looking at, you're only looking at kind of the games where they might drop points, and it's against the likes of the Chelseas, the Liverpools, the Arsenals, the Spurs, maybe even Man United when that return fixture comes up in Old Trafford. But I just think if Chelsea can win both of their games against Fulham, and I don't know who they're playing midweek, I don't think it's a tricky game, it'll keep them in touching distance come next Saturday. And they're the type of games, I think they have a problem, Stephen, at left full with Mendy out.
Injured.
And it's either Fabian Delph or the young kid. He played in the Champions League, left full. And I just think if Chelsea have any aspirations, that's the side that you attack. You attack down Manchester City's left-hand side. So look, we'll wait and see, John. But they'll beat Bournemouth and they'll beat them quite comfortably.
John's been in touch. Another London derby this weekend, Chelsea against Fulham. Both teams to score and Chelsea to win is 6-4. Worth a few bob. John, €50 free bet with thanks to Ball Sports. Terms and conditions applying for you. The match odds on this, Chelsea 11-2-1, Fulham 14-1. The draw is 13-2. So maybe what John is saying, that's a more attractive proposition at odds against both teams to score, Chelsea to win 6-4.
Yeah, because I think Fulham will score at the Bridge. I don't think Chelsea's back four is bomb-proof. We saw that. I mean, David Luiz jumped out of the way last week at Wembley. I don't know whether he was trying to leave it, you know, and hope that the keeper would save it. But there is problems there at Chelsea, and I think it does come back to Kante being played out of position. I'm sure he's not too happy with his manager's comments saying that he can't play in that role. I mean, I think he's one of the best in the world playing there.
He is the best in the world.
He is probably the best in the world playing there. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But Mitrovic, two goals in his first game under Ranieri. If you're looking at someone to score at any time for Fulham, he's your man. But I like that 6-4, both teams to score and Chelsea to win.
That's a great shout. I think, and I bang on the office all the time about Mitrovic. I love Mitrovic. I think he's a fantastic player. He's a bit of a hothead, bit of a mental case sometimes. We understand that. But I think Ranieri's the perfect manager for him, because Ranieri knows how, he's a man manager. He knows how to get the best out of players. He'll put his arm around Mitrovic. He'll tell him, go out there, get me a couple of goals. The other crucial thing is Schürrle scored last week as well, and he was going through a bit of a dry spell. And if those two players can get going for Fulham, I always say, if you want to stay up, if you want to have a chance of staying up in the Premier League, you've got to have a goal scorer. There's a couple of teams like that are in trouble like that in that sense. The likes of Southampton, Huddersfield will struggle as well because they don't have a goal scorer. And that's one thing Fulham have. They got two. And I do think that's a great show. Both teams to score. I can see Fulham getting a goal.
And Andre Schürrle is a World Cup winner. Remember Rio in 2014? The other matches this weekend, tonight, Cardiff playing Wolves, Ball Sports odds. Cardiff 11-4, Wolves 5-4, the draw 9-4. In the 3 o'clock matches tomorrow, Crystal Palace versus Burnley. Palace 13-8 on, Burnley 5-1, the draw is 14-5. Huddersfield Brighton, Huddersfield 29-20, Brighton 23-10, the draw 19-10. Leicester against Watford, Leicester 5-4, Watford 12-5, the draw 9-4. And Newcastle versus West Ham, Newcastle I think going for 4 in a row. Could you believe it? Newcastle 29-20, West Ham 2-1, the draw 11-5. Stephen Doyle, are you, without giving away, letting the cloak off the birdcage regarding your bet this week, are you noticing anything regarding teams trending in a certain direction, or teams that you want to be with rather than against at the moment?
There's two teams I'd be avoiding at the moment, Crystal Palace and Leicester City. Claude Puel just can't seem to get any consistency out of that team. And I always liked Claude Puel. I thought he was a good coach, but he just can't seem to get on a run with Leicester City. They might pop up with a win here or there. And Crystal Palace, like, they've had this problem with a striker for so long, relying on Christian Benteke and on Connor Wickham. Those two players are out injured. So where their goal is going to come from? I do like Newcastle at the moment. I think Benitez, as we all know, he's such a training ground coach. He'll spend hours and hours with his team on the training ground trying to get things right. I think it took them a little bit of time to get going this season because he obviously was missing a lot of players through injury, that kind of thing. So it takes him a while to get this team playing the right way, the way he wants them to play. And they can score from set pieces. We saw against Burnley on Monday night. And I do think Newcastle, I'd be keeping an eye on them. I think they're going to get some good results over the next few weeks.
Leon Blanche, are you seeing anything being nibbled on in the market from these other matches?
Yeah, Newcastle have come in for a little bit of support, just to back up what Stephen says. I think it's a great time to play West Ham. There's big problems at West Ham, massive, massive problems. I think Pellegrini is under huge pressure.
And do you also see, Leon, you know, in a horse race, you see, well, there's a word for a horse, it might come in from 10 to 7 to 1 and a lot of flood of money. Is football a bit much tighter? Like, does money really move that much in football, or are the odds pretty much set?
Not as much as a horse race, John.
Is it team news or something? Is that really the biggest determinant of odds changing?
Yeah, it is. But also, when you hear managers come out and say Arnautovic has trained all week, why do we need to know that? Why do you have to come out and tell the world's media that your best player, oh, he'll be fine, he's going to play because he's trained all week? That's obviously a problem. There's something wrong there. And you can see with Arnautovic, he wants out. There's no doubt I think he'll be gone in January. I'm convinced he's going to leave West Ham in January. So that's a problem when your best player wants out. I think Newcastle will beat them. That'll be four in a row for Benitez. Now they're up to, I think, 13th in the table or something. So it's the way the table is. But I like Cardiff tonight. I think they're a big price against Wolves at 13-5. The one thing that I've noticed with Wolves is when you get in their face, when you put them under a bit of pressure, if they go behind...
The Neil Warnock treatment.
Yeah, and I think this will be the Neil Warnock treatment at 8 o'clock on a Friday night in Cardiff. Let's just say the home support will be right up for it. And I fancy Cardiff at home. 13-5, I think, is too big.
I think there's going to be a lot of cleaning up in Chip Alley in Cardiff tonight.
You know what? I think I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay in Dublin this evening. I'm going to close the curtains. I'm not going to Cardiff. I'm not getting on the plane. Let's get to this week's bets. Let's put you out of your misery. Let's get to the meat of the show. This week's bets. Let's start with you, Leon Blanche. You have gone for a treble. Crystal Palace to win against Burnley, Leicester to win against Watford, and Liverpool to get the better of Everton. That comes out at 15-4.
Just under 4-1, John. I'm going against Steve-O here. I think Palace, I worry for Burnley at the moment. I just don't see where they're going. And if this is a game, if Palace want to have any aspirations of moving away from that dreaded relegation zone, they've got to win. I think Leicester, I know what Stephen is saying, and they've had an awful lot to deal with as a club and as a management and as a team. But I just think at home, Vardy should start now. They need to start playing Jamie Vardy every week. He's their main man. He's their talisman. And Watford, even though the manager signed a new contract, which I think is good for a bit of stability of that club, they've had too many changing of managers all the time. I just think Leicester at home, and I think Liverpool at home. I've gone for three home teams, John. I'm hoping they can do the business.
Well, the best of luck with it, Leon. The ghost of Kevin Kilbane has picked a treble as well. The Manchester City to beat Bournemouth, Manchester United to win at Southampton, and Liverpool to beat Everton. Coming out at 3-1, I think the tricky one for Kevin will be Man United to win at Southampton. The other ones look nailed on for me at 3-1. I have gone for Tottenham and Arsenal to draw. 5-2. Spurs yet to have a draw this season. I think we said there'd be goals, and I think it could be quite evenly matched. So Spurs and Arsenal to draw at 5-2. And Stephen Doyle, to finish off the Friday Football Betting Show this week, you have picked Burnley to win, a double chance draw. Explain that.
Yeah, so basically, it's a double chance. So it's either Burnley to win or to draw in the game. And I just think Crystal Palace, as opposed to what Leon's saying here, there's no goals in that team, as I mentioned earlier. They've scored four in their last eight. Two of those were penalties scored by Milivojevic. So, yeah, and I know Burnley haven't been great of late, but they're good away from home. They can eke out draws. And the crucial thing is Johan Gudmundsson is back. He was out through illness last Monday. He's their main man. He's the man who creates chances for them. And I think with the likes of Sam Vokes, you know, Ashley Barnes maybe come off the bench, I think Burnley can score. I can see a 1-1 here maybe at Crystal Palace.
And that's also in a double with Newcastle.
Yeah.
To defeat West Ham United.
Yeah, West Ham, they have a poor record there, John, at James's Park. And as we all said earlier, you know, Newcastle in a good run of form. The Hammers have only won one of their last six Premier League games, and they've also lost the last three meetings with their hosts, and have won just a single time in the last 14 Premier League visits to St James's Park. So not a happy hunting ground for them. I'll go with the Magpies here this weekend.
That double comes out at 6-1. Leon and Stephen, thanks so much.
Thanks, John. And thanks, don't forget that exclusive offer, Bet10, get €50 worth of free bets.
Afterball.com/ball sports. Arsenal and Tottenham, and we're going to go against everything I believe in. It's going to be a draw on Sunday at 5-2. That's it for the Friday Football Betting Show. We'll be back next Friday at 12:30 to look ahead to Chelsea against Manchester City and all of the other Premier League matches. Please gamble responsibly. Never bet more than you can afford. Enjoy the derbies, folks, and enjoy the Premier League football. See you next week. Bye-bye.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/boylesports.